This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Did I ever tell you my Teresa story? Have I ever talked about it on the show? So I was working for Mac, like right after college. And
before you were on Jersey or no?
Yeah, before Jersey.
Okay.
And this woman called the counter. I was the manager of the counter. And she's like, "Hello, I need your best makeup artist." And I was like, why did I say that Southern? I don't know why.
I don't either.
She said, "I need your best makeup artist." And I was like, "Okay, well, that'd be me." She goes, "Good, because I'm a real housewife of New Jersey." And I said, "Okay, that's fucking cool. Like, you're a housewife and you're proud of it? Like, I don't get it. Why are you telling me?"
Oh, this was before the show got big?
It wasn't even on TV. She said, "I'm a housewife of New Jersey." I was like, "That's fucking great. Good for you. Like, why? Like, great. Congratulations." So I did this woman's makeup, who's Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, tell me about the show. And, you know, I'm doing her makeup. And she's like, "We're filming the finale tonight," whatever. So her iconic, like,
table flip
moment.
With your makeup?
Fucking crazy eye makeup on you. That's my makeup.
I mean.
But, like, that's how, like, she was coming to Bloomingdale's to get her makeup done. You know what I mean? Like,
Bloomingdale's.
And she was she became a regular. And she was pregnant with, I guess, the littlest one at the time. And those little children would come in. They were nuts.
They were crazy.
Yeah, well, they had all those cameras on them.
They were like, makeup.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I'll never forget, because she was like, "Yeah, I'm a housewife," and I was like, "I'm proud of you for that."
Sure.
It just didn't make sense to you.
Yeah, and she's like, "I'm gonna be the best," and I was like, "Well, then clearly you want me."
But yeah, she's awesome. She's super sweet. I think do you not like any of them?
No, I have no problem with any of them.
They're cool, right?
Yeah,
I know. I've met like them at events and stuff. But everyone,
yeah, the problem is we're so like with everything that people think is like big because we've been at events, even like somebody's like the Kardashians, like we've been at so many events with them that it's like, it doesn't seem weird. It just seems like,
no, reality TV people are people,
but no, it just seems weird that like, I don't know that we even were in the same like vicinity. Cause I don't like our show. It doesn't register to me that it's still that like, that was like a big thing at one point. Like it doesn't make that. Why did I have a fucking billboard in like a million different places in the city? Never will make sense
on
to
the
me.
Side of a bus
everywhere. It's so weird.
You know, the weirdest thing we did
in Times Square was odd as fuck to me. I still don't get it.
Do you remember we did a runway show with Lil Kim? That to me is the craziest thing ever.
The fact that I walked in a runway show with fucking Kim. Janice Dickinson, who's queen of runway. At what point did my fat ass think that I could even grace the same stage as this bitch?
It's fucking nuts. How did we
do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, there were so many things. I'm like, why am I sitting next to Kris Jenner at this fucking event right now? Shit's so weird to me.
You know who I actually fangirled over at that event, out of all the people that were there that were super cool, was from Flavor.
Yeah, New York, Tiffany. 100%. I'm like, bro, I love New York is in the same fucking room as me.
Like, I want to care about her.
No one knows those other people.
I tried real hard to be friends with her. I was like, "So, you got plans after this?" And she was like, "Go away." Like,
who walked in that? You, me, and Brielle?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was so weird. And that was when I met like Michelle Money from The Bachelor and all these people. And I'm like, and so me and her bonded because I was like, "Oh, we were both the villains. Like, how'd it work out for you?" Except for I knew she got paid way more than this villain got paid.
That's the thing. Like, but it's okay to be the villain if you're getting paid to be the villain.
Sure.
When
you don't know you're the villain, and then plot twist, you're the fucking villain. You're like, holy shit, I didn't see that.
My favorite thing is when people are like, "Oh, you must be doing great on residuals." Like you're, and I'm like,
residuals. What's that word? Google. LOL. Residuals.
That's LOL. Hysterical. Yeah, we
that
sure, whatever. That's scammed. What happens when you take some girl right out of beauty school who has no job, and you're like, hey, you want to make this month? You want to make $100,000 a year? And you're like, and then you realize you're working 23 hours a day, and this is not, this ain't it, sis.
I always just say, like, it would be the equivalent, the amount of hours we put in filming.
$5 an hour.
It'd be like working at McDonald's.
$5 an hour.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was making more working at McDonald's, for sure.
You make nothing. It's below minimum wage.
Oh, no. Abuse. Child labor, if you will. Oh, no. There were days that I'm like, I can't function. Like, I need coffee. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I need to, how do you guys, we only a few more hours, guys. You have it. Here, let's go to the craft service table. Bitch, I need fucking, I need like drugs to keep me up at this moment. You mean a fucking bag of Tostitos ain't gonna do it.
Do you think other reality shows were as, I want to call it unorganized because it was like chaos, but like, is that just reality TV?
No, but also we were like one of the only shows that we were like, oh, we want coffee. They'd go out and get us coffee. We had lunch catered to us. Other shows, they were like, okay, bye, go get lunch. We'll see you in 40 minutes. All the housewives, they're let go.
What?
We weren't, you know, the problem is they were trusted to come back. We were not trusted.
Oh my God. They were like, we weren't allowed to get coffee.
You weren't allowed to get in your car and leave the parking lot. They would be like, no, we'll get it for you. We'll get it for you. I'm like, I'm not going to leave. One time they were like, okay, we're going to let you guys go out and get lunch. We'll see you in an hour. And like an hour and 1 minute. And I wasn't back. They're like, where are you? Do you need someone to come pick you up? I'm good. I'm driving. Relax.
Yo, me and Briella used to sneak out and they'd fucking go nuts. Like, we'd have like a sit down after, like, we were in trouble.
Anyone have eyes on Briella? Anyone have eyes on Jessica? Yeah. They snuck out again. Somebody get a PA on them. Make sure you put them in the car. Go get some coffee.
Meanwhile, Alexa was nowhere to be fucking found.
Hiding in a closet.
Fucking Glamberry herself. Where is she?
Me and Briella are in trouble. Abuse that we endured.
We were always like, why are we the ones always in trouble? We're always here. We never do anything wrong.
I was always the one that they were like, make sure Tracy doesn't leave. And I'm like, bro, I've been sitting here for 6 hours while other people continue to sleep, hair and makeup ready on time, and I still have to redo my hair and makeup because 7 hours later certain cast members still are not here. I am not the one, believe me.
I am so guilty of this, where I set goals for myself on Mondays and then I don't. I don't know why, you know, we continue to set these unrealistic goals, like everything's going to change on a Monday or everything's going to change, you know, when you make a New Year's resolution. It's just really hard to stick to it. And with our new sponsor, who I'm really excited to share with you, they're called Made For, and they can actually help you make a promise that you can keep. Have you tried those meditation apps, but you couldn't keep the routine? Yes. Tired of restarting your fitness goals? Yes. Let Made For help you build lasting positive changes from the inside out so you feel like your best self. If you've felt frustrated with setting goals that you don't achieve, it might be because you're working towards a fast resolution instead of creating sustainable behaviors. Made For believes it's time to ditch the quick fixes for success and start playing the long game. Made For is a better way to create new habits that benefit your mind and body. Each month, you receive a kit with a 21-day challenge with one small action to do every day that you can easily integrate into your normal routine. No apps, screens, or devices required. These simple tasks shift your mindset and behaviors slowly over time so you actually stick to your new habits long term. Made For uses neuroscience and positive psychology to support positive habits around gratitude, mental clarity, movement, and so much more. Focus on one theme each month to help you achieve your fullest, happiest life over the course of 10 months. Right now, Made For is offering our listeners 20% off your order with promo code BADEXAMPLES. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you order an intro box or the full program. Go to getmadefor.com and take control of your well-being. Use promo code BADEXAMPLES for 20% off. That's getmadefor.com, promo code BADEXAMPLES.
Are you new here?
How do you order a pizza?
A large pie.
I mean, it depends on what style pizza I'm
going for. What if you're just getting a
Sicilian pie?
A plain pie.
I mean,
you say cheese pizza?
I'd say cheese, because like if I'm going somewhere, they know what I want. All right,
let's act this out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Jess's Jizz Garage.
Jess's Jizz Garage.
You know what?
I think I have the wrong number.
Wrong number. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Same.
Have a good day.
What the fuck? I'll pick up the phone, okay?
I gotta make another call real quick. Hi. Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, for real. They keep calling it ranch, but I know it's not. All right, listen, let's get back on track. Hi, thank you for calling Batty Pizzeria. May I take your order?
Yeah, can I get one large cheese and one large pepperoni?
All right, thank you. Would you like that for pickup or delivery?
Delivery.
Okay, thanks. And then they ask you a million fucking questions because they want their social security number and everything else. Then you want to know if they're, I don't know if this is a Jersey thing. Do other people take credit cards over the phone or is that not a thing?
I mean,
some places will be like, we're not allowed to do that, or we will, or, you know, some people get weird about that. I don't know.
I think it depends on like who owns the place. Like, is it family owned? Yeah, they'll fucking take it.
Yeah.
Is it a corporation? Hell no.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
What's up, guys? I'm Julian Spivak.
And I'm Carly Camara Spivak.
This is We're Just Talking, a conversation podcast hosted by your favorite Jersey Shore millennials and made possible by Demi Lewitt Productions.
We like to just shoot the shit on topics like current events, travel, careers, self-care,
wellness, fitness, and everything in between.
We usually like to do it over a glass of dry red or a stiff bourbon, but that's beside the point.
We love to hear from our listeners, so be sure to slide into the DMs at our Instagram at WJTPodcast or send us an email at WJTPodcast@gmail.com.
And of course, follow and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not that serious. We're just talking.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Now, I don't know if this is a North-South thing, but did you call it Mischief Night or Cabbage Night?
What the fuck is Cabbage Night? It's always Mischief Night. It's not even debatable.
We called it Cabbage Night.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
You're getting into mischief, not cabbage. What does cabbage have to do with it?
I want to say because, like, instead of eggs, maybe people threw, like, cabbage on people's lawns.
That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard in my life. What the fuck does
cabbage do? Do you have a cabbage night by you?
No.
Do you know what that is?
I think because Alan's normal.
I mean, I know what I've known mischief night is always, like, the night before Halloween.
Yes. Alan, you're correct.
But, like, I've never heard anything with cabbage.
Same. It's got to be a new Millie thing. Cabbage.
Wow, burn. Did you guys like participate in that?
I never participated in that, but that's because like we had other things.
I just searched what is cabbage night on Google, and the first thing that came up is what is cabbage good for? Nothing. Cabbage.
It has no relation to mischief night whatsoever.
Cabbage.
Oh, let me ask you something. How do you say the word farther?
Oh, goosey night. That's another weird one. I definitely don't call it that. What a
farther.
Farter.
Th.
Farther.
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 No, everyone says I say it so ridiculous.
Farther. Father.
When it's not here, but it's a little bit.
Farther. Further.
Further?
Yeah.
Further, you say?
Yeah.
I say farther.
A little bit further. A little bit farther.
Am I saying it weird, Alan? Because everyone always stops me. Can you say that word again?
I don't know if farther is correct. Like,
is it further?
Yeah, which is right, Alan. You
type it
us.
Into your phone and all see right. if it autocorrects you.
So they're two separate words that have two separate meanings.
Oh, okay.
The widely accepted rule is to use farther, F-A-R-T-H-E-R, when being literal and discussing a physical distance, as in, he went farther down the road.
Okay.
Further is used when discussing a more symbolic distance or to discuss a degree or extent, as in, I wanted to discuss it further, but we didn't have time.
Oh, okay. So farther is right, that I'm saying.
But or do further I sound- is also a verb.
Then you lost me. All those descriptive terms for words, I don't know what the fuck that means.
A verb is a verb is a word that describes an action.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Welcome to English 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got an even better story for you guys about where Cabbage Night came from.
Okay, go ahead.
It's an old, this is kind of disturbing. It's an old Scottish tradition in a history of Massachusetts town, which actually calls its Cabbage Night. Wait, girls on, all right. Okay. What? Okay.
So this is how about it started. To get weird. All right. I already feel it.
Girls on Halloween Eve would closely examine cabbages pulled out of their neighbor's patches to divine the quality of their future husbands.
This sounds sexual.
Once the cabbage had served its purpose, the only logical thing to do was to throw it against the door and run really fast, thus beginning a long tradition of Halloween pranks.
Weird.
Cabbage Night is especially prevalent in Paramus, a.k.a. I probably call it that. Wow.
So you're telling us you were this little ne'er-do-well throwing cabbages at people's doors.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not really cabbage, more like egg, shaving cream, toilet paper.
See, and my version of Mischief Night was like getting in trouble with my friends like indoors, like drinking when we weren't supposed to or doing something like that.
We were drinking.
Yeah, but it was but I wasn't like running like ding-dong ditching people. I was more like having parties.
This is so fucked up, but I had a French exchange student stay with me during Cabbage Night and we like took her out and I think we like scarred her for life.
Wait, in your home?
Yeah.
That's so weird. How could I never know this?
So I was in a French exchange program because I took French in high school because
say
you know,
one word in French.
Wee wee, bitch.
Oh my God.
You don't even know like bro. Je m'appelle. Oh my God.
Je m'appelle Jess Hottie.
Yes, there you go.
It's not
I mean anything but wee wee.
Can I use the La Toilette? Like please, madame.
That is Est-ce que je peux Est-ce que je peux ouvrir la toilette?
Wow. Yo, Alan just got sexy.
So.
Wow. You speak that to Rachel?
I was in this French exchange program. So I had the French student come to me and then I was supposed to go to her. And like all my friends took. It would be like you and all your friends literally like going to France together.
No one would ever give me and my friends a French exchange student.
But and I am a moron. And I had a high school boyfriend who like didn't want to leave. And I ended up backing out last second. Like who. Joanne, that was a mom fail on your part.
Yeah, mom fail. You send that bitch to Paris. End of story.
Like,
it doesn't matter.
I'm leaving him. He's the love of my life.
Which
like,
one was this?
I don't think you know this one.
What's his name?
Brian.
No.
I was like fucking like, I just like high Derek. School love. It was fucked up. So yeah, I missed out on that. But the French exchange student unfortunately came to me and probably had a terrible experience because I took her at Cabbage
Night.
She
hates America.
And
now.
The Rainforest Cafe. Like, this is America.
This is what we got in America.
Yeah, like,
Jesus Christ.
I took her to Palisades Mall. Enjoy. So
our equivalent was like we had junior senior wars where we would do that during like homecoming week, but we never did it like around Halloween. But it was the same stuff. Like I think at one point we went to a teacher's yard and like we had stolen a road sign, so we changed it to instead of saying workers ahead, it said her name and then workers ahead. And then we did multiple like body prints in her grass where we spray painted it like we were dead bodies.
Oh my God.
They were pissed about that because like the grass had already died for the winter and so it just stayed there until spring.
Oh my God. Wow. What the fuck, bro?
All right. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.